but I think there's a way to understand free will that is very important. Man's will is free to choose the form of sin that most appeals to him. But that's the limit of his freedom.
Because we're in bondage to sin.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're sinful. We're depraved. Our nature is fallen. It is dead. We are blind. We are alienated from God. We do not possess the life of God. We are dead in trespasses and sins, to borrow the language of Ephesians chapter 2. But within the framework of our sinfulness, we can pick our poison. When you talk about free will, we're talking about the freedom that the sinner has to choose his iniquity. That's what his freedom is. That's the sum and substance of his freedom. The one thing he's not free to do is to choose salvation, or to choose righteousness, or to choose holiness, or to choose God, or to choose Christ, unaided and on his own. The natural man understandeth not the things of God. They are foolishness to him. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to those that are perishing. The Jews are looking at it, and it's a stumbling block, and it's folly and foolishness to the Gentiles. All that the Bible says about the fallen man is that this man has no capacity to make the righteous choice. So free will, as I see it, and I think this is what Jonathan Edwards is talking about in The Bondage of the Will, the will is bound by sin, so that mingling around in the reality of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, you can pick your sin. But the one thing you can't do is extricate yourself from that condition of sin and death.
Yeah, actually, I rarely get to correct you, but Jonathan Edwards' book was titled The Freedom of the Will. Luther wrote The Bondage of the
Will. Yeah, it was Luther who wrote The Bondage of the Will. And they were saying the same thing.
Opposite titles, but they say exactly the same thing. And Edwards said, the will is free but fettered because of our bondage to sin. We're free to choose according to our nature, but our nature is bent towards sin. And yet, John, I know you teach that the gospel offers salvation freely to all. You preach it that way. Why is that?
Because that's what the Bible says.
What do we do with the whosoever passages in the Bible?
I think we preach them. I think we preach whosoever will may come. I think we preach Isaiah 55, ho, everyone that thirsts, come, come. Jesus says, why will you die? Why won't you come? Jesus weeps, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you. You that kill the prophets and stone those that are sent to you, how often I would have gathered you.